There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Early this morning, Kate Delaney, happy to be here with you. I'll tell you what, when you have young kids really excited about being in the television news business and they're out in their local market doing a simple live shot with somebody talking about tourism and they are gunned down, there is something seriously wrong with that. Who does that, and who thinks that's going to happen to them? How chilling was it to hear this story unfold? 24-year-old Allison Parker and her 27-year-old cameraman, Adam Ward, killed on live television. The man who did it, then killing himself, a former TV news reporter at the station, a guy named Vester Lee Flanagan, clearly troubled, had caused lots of disruptions in the newsroom, but was fired several years before. Sends a rambling manifesto all over the map to ABC News. The people back at the station are just in shock, cannot understand what's happened at the time when it happens, don't know who this is. And then the story unfolds. The police do find him through a license plate reader, and they start to chase after him. But by the time they catch up, he's already veered off the road and killed himself. Now the families are just left to grieve and wonder, how could this happen? He says it was a determination how treated in this show, and talks about linking it to things like the Charleston shooting, and Bob and the boyfriend of immediately shut that conversation down on an exclusive interview with Megyn Kelly, Fox News. Said there was no truth to any of that. She barely had worked with him and was just an intern when he was there. He apparently had all kinds of things going on in his mind and in his world, and the station dismissed all of that years before. And then because of his anger issues and the fact that so many people were frightened by the way he would explode in the newsroom, they eventually fired him. Then the issue, the side issue of this, becomes one of gun control. You already have Governor McAuliffe in Virginia saying that this news crew attack is linked to gun control. And also, Allison Parker's boyfriend was a television news anchor at the station. They had plans to get married. They had just moved in together. And as heartbroken as he was very careful to say, let's not do this whole thing about mental illness or go down this road. There are things that have to play out here, and that was a wise decision on his part, because they don't want to fuel or fan the flames of making a situation where they're scapegoating for what has happened. I mean, there is absolutely no reason, it's just heinous, no words, for this sort of thing to happen. And local reporters often take risks. We've seen other things happen in markets, and sometimes they're very small markets where the people that are standing behind the camera and in front of the camera are barely eking out a living and paying off massive college loans, and all for the thrill of doing what they're passionate about. And these two were very passionate about what they did and worked together well and had worked together for a while. The cameraman was engaged, got engaged on the air to somebody else who worked at the station. So you can imagine what it would be like to be a part of the station now at this point is they had to cover the story, react to it, get calls from people, figure it all out. And it's WDBJ was the name of the station. The general manager came out and he said that the gunman had a short fuse. He talked about they focused mostly on the two who were killed, which good for them. That's the way it certainly should have been and should have played out. Coming up, we're going to hit the mailbag in this hour, plus Hillary Clinton with a confession. First, let's go to Grim. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. I heard some good news today besides, you know, this shooting, which, you know, you're right, it's a tragic, and I heard all that. But I heard some good news about an educated woman of ethnical background had 10 million hits on her webpage.
Is that right?
Yeah, this woman here was telling the people of her ethnicity they needed to get their act together and stop acting like thugs. Have you heard of this woman?
I have heard of this woman, I believe.
I can't recall, but I really called in about this reporter because, you know, it is sad. It's very tragic, you know, for someone young and starting their life like this and having their goals being met and then chopped off at the stump. But
yeah,
and you're right. Her fiance was exactly right. But yet, you know, everybody else wants to get out there, and including the governor. And let's look at it this way. The man that did the shooting was educated. He was in a professional series in his life. He let's just say his sexual preferences were not the norm.
Right.
And you know, he had some grievances too in I don't know about his religious beliefs because nothing was said about that, but, you know, that may be part of the problem. But anyhow, if these liberals, such as he was, educated, such as senators, congressmen, doctors, attorneys, and everything else, with these alternative lifestyles, that's the word I was looking for, want to do gun control, then they should be on the same list as the ones that, you know, that have mental problems, too. Don't you think?
Yeah.
That's just what they're requiring. Yeah. So I guess I'm probably going to be all for gun control now. Maybe, you know, the only ones that should have it is those that have served in law enforcement and military backgrounds that carry guns. Because you can't really, you know, say, let's, you know, remove guns from the military. You can't do that, right?
Right.
Yeah, I'm just showing you the ridiculous and mundane
situation. It's, as you said, exactly ridiculous. And there's no way. I mean, there's not 100% net you can throw over any situation. It's just terrible that this happened and there was no warning. There was no way to head this off because this came out of the blue for the people where this happened. And unfortunately, the reporter and the photographer had, you know, were caught unaware. What could they do? All right, we want to take the show on the road and talk about some really fun things. Go to kateontheroad.com. You could win a NextBook Flex 11 computer as well. Pass on the info. Coming up next on the flip side.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Once again, every single time on this show, you amaze me by all the thought that goes into the emails that you deluge my mailbag with. It's incredible. So on that note, let's go check the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
First one up is Jay, who says, Kate, I've emailed you a couple times. It's been a while, darling, but I do listen to the show, and I do download it. Tell everybody they should download the shows if they miss them at GCNLive.com. I love the way you think, even if I don't always agree with everything you say. I agree with a lot of it, I have to be honest. The Donald Trump story is incredibly interesting, isn't it? Because how often did he make those offhanded comments through the years that he should run for president, and now here he is running for president, and he actually has the bully pulpit, and the reason is exactly why you've mentioned many times, because he shoots from the hip, and it's what he thinks. He is not being filtered in any way, as all the other politicians are very measured in what they respond to and what they say. It's about electability for them. For Trump, he struck a nerve because, yes, he may want to get elected, but he is speaking the way he normally talks. So whether you don't like him or like him, this is the real thing. You hit upon it in a very big way. It's about authenticity for sure. Absolutely. I think that the frustration over political correctness gone awry, where it doesn't matter if you're a full-on conservative or a full-on liberal or whatever label you want to throw out there, the political correctness that we're dancing around in this country is scary at times, right? So it's not the norm. It's not what we would consider the kind of, you know, where somebody's just outrageous and you can't do that. No, it's now the littlest thing. You never know what's going to trip and set off those wires. So absolutely, I think that's the deal. He has no muzzle. All right, let's go to this one. Let's go to Jordy, who says, Kate, it's very, very depressing to see where we are with the stock market. However, as somebody who is in the money world, I would tell the people listening to America Tonight not to listen to some of the people who are talking about it, because this is what markets do. They do go up and they go down. I'm sure you know from your own experiences that, yes, the market will definitely be choppy, but eventually it will rise again, and that's because of the way the markets are set up. It's bull and bear runs, and it's all about the timing, and it's all about what your stocks are and all the information in between. Yeah, I like the way you say that, all the information in between. Well, that's why you can't just randomly dole out financial advice, because when I say that, there are broad strokes. Like, we love our friend Steve Kelly, and he says what he says is dead on. You should really listen to Steve Kelly, because you'd be a lot better off financially. But he's not saying, oh, pick this stock or don't pick this stock. He's telling you that what the stock market is about. And you are at the giant craps table, and that's how it goes. So China stocks stopped bleeding. Their five-day losing streak is over. But what does that mean for the U.S. market? You know, some blue chip stocks will crash and some will continue to rise, but eventually it all evens out. The key is when you're riding the stock market and you're getting ready to retire or pull it out, that's when it's scarier because of the loss of, you know, $10,000. Are you kidding? If you lost $10,000 and then, you know, 1 month later you have to pull it out, well, you're not going to get back those gains, whether they were false gains over the market or not. It doesn't matter. It's money you're looking at and saying, wow, I made this money. This is money I need. This is terrific. Well, no, it's not terrific because it's not going to be there. And that's the deal. All right, so let's forge ahead on another one. This one is from Allie. I love all these new people, by the way, so keep them coming. Allie says, hi, Kate Delaney. I heard you talk about a thing called Nail the Score, and you said you would tell us more about it. When are you going to tell us more about it? I love that. When are you going to tell us more about it? I will talk about it. I will talk about it on our next show, because it's probably going to be Tuesday when we do it. Nail the Score is simply, randomly, we will, through the use of our supercomputer, pick the game of the week in the NFL. Now, you don't have to like football or know anything about football or any of that, but it's a game that we play that we have fun with, and you just pick numbers. It's like picking the lottery numbers. So whatever you think is going to happen between the Eagles and the Giants, if that's my game of the week, you think the Eagles are going to win, you know, 24-17, that's your numerical guess. And if you nail the score, you win prizes. You get some prizes from our prize closet here on ATN. And we've had some winners in the past who have been very excited, by the way. And you could be one of our next winners. You never know. You have to play. It's a lot of fun. A lot of people light up the phone lines or send me their email. Guests, you can only do that when we're on the air during that time. But thanks for asking about that. And I can't believe that that's how I mark time. I can't believe we're close to yet another season. It doesn't seem possible to me, but time flies so quickly. All right, let's move on to this one. Alex, who says, Kate, ISIS, I'm so sick of them. You know, whether they're killing people or altering the landscape of historic treasures, they have to be thwarted, stop, whatever you want to say it. I think we can't do enough to aid in the fight against ISIS. Well, we're spending, my friend, millions of dollars on that through the air, and unfortunately, they have the upper hand. It's this whole recruiting thing. What's so scary to me is Americans who have been caught, who want to jump into this. You see this. You see that they're cutting off heads. They're setting a man on fire. American girl who allegedly that somebody even raped, and she was. They were holding her kidnapped, and they say that she was killed in one of our strikes. Regardless. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is this, is why are people, young people, being recruited to go to ISIS and think that's fabulous and glamorous to just kill other human beings in the name of the cause? It's insane is what it is. It's crazy. That's not an ideology. That's a crazy cult. That's not propagating, oh, we believe in Allah. That's, we believe in extremist nutty things, and we're pushing our agenda and getting people, young people who are disenfranchised, to actually leave their home countries and come and work with us. And what is the work they're doing? What great works are they doing to help humanity? That's, tell me that. What are the great works? They're destroying the great works. They're destroying innocent people. It's just absolutely atrocious. They're nefarious. That's what they are. All right, how about this? We got this one from Kenny D, who says, Kate, you're a sports gal. How about Curt Schilling being benched after a tweet? Boy, you've said this before. The 140-character world can be deadly for so many people. Yeah, you know what? You know what happened is they pulled him, I want to say, a couple days ago, and he was, it was a tweet that he sent out where here's what he did. He retweeted a post Tuesday morning that said only 5 to 10% of Muslims are extremists. In 1940, only 7% of Germans were Nazis. How'd that go? And then he deleted the post from his Twitter feed later, and the network said the tweet was unacceptable, and it made that point, you know, strongly to him. They removed him from the Little League World Series assignment he was on, and they were going to have further discussions about it. And you know, he sent a tweet out later, said, I understand and accept my suspension, 100% my fault. Bad choices have bad consequences. This was a bad decision in every way on my part. Wow. So he's not, he's outspoken. And see, it goes to that same thing of what can you say and what can you not say. And he works for the network, so he serves at their pleasures in a way. And if they don't like what he tweeted, certainly they have the right to do that. But, you know, only 5 to 10% are extremists. 7% of Germans were Nazis. How'd that go? I mean, obviously you realize what that means. Were he saying what happened in Germany? I don't have to explain to you. But I think he did the right thing in the tweeting back and saying, okay, that's fine, because they'll have him back on again. I think he, you know, he said it in his tweet. He hit a nerve. And especially in sports, or especially at networks, that's not unusual to see that happen, frankly. All right, so you know the deal, although I understand the point he was making, like I said. You know the deal. You can always send us your thoughts 24/7, calorie-free, baby. AmericaTonight.net.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Law attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, and of course, our chief technical maestro, Nathan Reeder. He's on the controls. So, the saddest story around is the saddest story that we've been talking about. And it's sad because of the loss of young life unnecessarily, with so much hope and so many things to look forward to, and putting the work in and what you have to do in a career, whatever the career was, it doesn't matter. But here they were doing an innocuous story on tourism in a very sleepy, slow area of the country. So it wasn't like they were downtown New York. Oh, people were whizzing by, danger everywhere. No. And how awful to make that phone call to the people that they love. So Andy Parker, Allison Parker's father, she had just turned 24, by the way. She was a morning reporter slash anchor, and her boyfriend, who was going to be her future husband, they were planning for engagement and that kind of thing, Chris Hurst, who was the evening anchor, both went on Megyn Kelly's show on Fox, and I thought it was great, one, that they did it, and I said this previously, but if you just plugged yourself into this show, you imagine the grief, the shock, the horror, the emotions that you go through when you with grief of any kind, especially an unexpected loss and like this in a tragedy, the anger, the steps that happen. And there you are on that night talking and talking about the person that you lost. And I think that is significant and in a good way to be in front of this, to tell people what happened, to let the world know that this person and these two people were special. And they were really good about that. They were good about also mentioning Adam Ward, especially Chris Hearst, talking about what he meant and what he was like. And bravo to both of them, I think, instead of being the faceless victims, oh, this is terrible, actually showing and feeling and letting people know a little bit more in a really terribly tough situation. So Andy Parker spoke first to Megyn Kelly. The two of them were together speaking to her. And he talked about how he had always spoken with her and how he found out that something wasn't right.
Megyn, someone from the station, one of the producers, sent us a text that said, you know, there were shots fired and they hadn't heard anything from Allison. They didn't know if anyone was hurt there, but, you know, something had happened. And, you know, my daughter calls me every day, or called me every day. She was, you know, she loved us, and we were such a tight family that she always called me and just to check in and, you know, see, get my opinion on what her package looked like. And when I heard that, and then as time went on, and, you know, there was no call from her, I knew, I just had a gut feeling that something was wrong.
He went on to talk a little bit more about the situation and what happened.
You know, I've been, you know, alternating between the shock and the grief. I've been, you know, I'm holding up, I guess, okay, but I've been crying my eyes out all day long. And, you know, it's gone back and forth. And now it's, you know, the anger is starting to creep in there, because this should not happen. It shouldn't have happened to someone like Allison.
And then her boyfriend that I mentioned, who was the TV's, the station's WDBJ's nighttime anchor, can you imagine? He wasn't there. He wasn't at the station. And this is how he finds out.
Megyn, I found out with frantic phone calls this morning when I returned those phone calls because I was asleep. It happened after around 7 a.m. And I, you know, normally my schedule aligns with hers so that I come home after doing the 11 o'clock news. I make her breakfast and pack her a lunch and send her on her day and kiss her goodbye before she goes into her car. And she would always text me. We would always be concerned texting each other when we got to work safely. And she texted me, "Good night, sweet boy." And that was the last that I had ever heard from her. And then I was startled awake this morning from phone calls from the station telling me that there had been a shooting on live television and I needed to come to the station.
He added a little bit more to this story, too.
Unfortunately, I was not surprised because he was someone who was known to people at the station for volatility. Allison and Adam carried no hate in their heart and expressed no hate or ill will. She had a brief interaction with him when she was an intern at our station in 2013, and he did not work for us for very long, so my interaction and Adam's interactions were brief as well.
All right, so unfortunately, it was the worst call that you could ever imagine getting. There was a stunned newsroom. They're sitting there in the control room watching as they have a crew doing a live interview, and then the worst thing happens. By the way, the tourism woman who they were interviewing is in the hospital, and apparently she's going to be okay, they believe. She was shot in the chest. They were really his targets, and he found them, and that was it. And for some reason, his rage, they say he was a powder keg waiting to go off. He ends up killing himself after a short chase. And that's the end of the story, a rambling manifesto. And now the station right away, immediately, which I think is a great thing, said that they were going to set up scholarships in both of their names, the reporter Allison Parker and for the photographer Adam Ward as well, which I think is terrific because you can only imagine the psychological damage on all these people around, the family, everybody from top to bottom. And that newsroom as well, because you had several people connected where he's the news anchor, that was soon to be his fiance. The photographer was engaged to somebody else at the newsroom, and they watched all the chaos unfold. And I mean, she died doing what she loved, and so did the photographer. But it's senseless, and it should not have happened that way. Let's just put it that way. And it goes to the subject that we used to talk about a bunch, and we've seen happen: the Navy Yard shooting, other shootings where somebody comes back to a place where they work and they're fired. Things have happened, and they take it out on the people around them, either targeted or not targeted. But that used to be a lot of the conversation, because we had seen some pretty terrible things happen. And I've said this before, how is it that you go to church, you go to a school, you go to work, you go out to eat with your family, and to have somebody come after you and shatter that is, there should be some civility. There should be things that you can reasonably expect are safe. And I know, and you all know this, that it's naive to think that way. But it's always stunning and shocking when it happens. And especially, this was somebody who had been fired a couple of years ago. He was a dangerous character by all accounts, with the way he reacted in the newsroom. And they went through the right proper legal channels to fire him. They did. And then this is what happens just a few years later, and stunning everyone around and the country, because you had everybody react. They were asked about it, from the president to the presidential candidates about it. And unfortunately, then what this becomes is, again, the rallying cry, the debate over gun control on all sides of this. And here's the thing. There is no way that either one of them could have foreseen what was going to happen. I'll paint you the picture. It's an early morning fun live shot. You're talking about happy things. You're not in Afghanistan. You're not mopping up after some tragedy overseas or here in the U.S. You're doing what you do on a morning show, enjoying it. You're out there. You're not looking for somebody to come up out of the shadows, and then while the second you're on, to open fire. I mean, this was definitely something he was planning. He knew what he was doing, sent the manifesto, the whole thing, after he killed them, and filmed it as well when he went up. So he absolutely had targeted them and knew that they were going to be out there somehow. Maybe because, you know, in television news, you tease it, we're going to go live to wherever. But I think it would seem more premeditated than that. So he knew something ahead of time, whether he was following them or whatever it is. But can you imagine what it's like for those families, what it's like for that newsroom? Just unbelievable. And it goes to that whole thing, the discussions over workplace warning signs, over looking for something that just doesn't seem right. In this case, how could they have known that? Because they saw it before and they got rid of him. So they did the thing that you should do. They knew his anger issues were too far over the top, and he was fired, which is what should have happened and did happen. And unfortunately, he came back and decided to go after these two people, 24 and 27 years old. Whew. 24 and 27. And filming it all in the meantime. Coming up, Hillary Clinton and this email saga, as she's on the campaign trail. Finally, there's an interesting break in this story. Find out what that is. Plus, speaking of a break, the stock market bounces back in a very big way. We're talking about it next here on ATN. Thank you.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over at GCNLive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at GCNLive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at GCNLive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at Delicious.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Second, the numbers that bounce back on Wall Street. But first, this. Hillary Clinton and this whole private email thing. And how many times have I said on the show, probably at least 50. You know, as you get older, you start to repeat things a lot. My great-grandmother was that way. So I figure, I'm named after her. At some point, that's what starts to happen to you, no matter how old you are. You hit that 40. Once you hit that 40 line, then it all starts to happen. Right? So I've said this over and over again. How is it that she just didn't use the regular State Department email? It doesn't make any sense. It's like giving raw meat to the lions because you know there's people that want to take you down and you know you want to run for president and you do that. And when the president and everybody else has an email address that goes to the government because you know what happens with emails, why? So finally, Hillary Clinton on Wednesday finally accepts responsibility for her decision to use a private email account during her 4 years as Secretary of State. Here's what she said. This is a quote. It clearly wasn't the best choice. Hallelujah. Exactly. She said, I know people have raised questions about my email use as Secretary of State, and I understand why. She told this to reporters in Des Moines, Iowa, She said, I get it. So here's what I want the American people to know. My use of personal email was allowed by the State Department. It clearly wasn't the best choice. I should have used two emails, one personal, one for work. Thank you. Thank you. This is why this is so stupid. And then she went on to say, I take responsibility for that decision. I want to be as transparent, oh, there's that deadly word, as possible, which is why I turned over 55,000 pages, why I've turned over my server, why I've agreed to, in fact, been asked to and finally gotten a date to testify before a congressional committee in October. So smartly, perhaps they were listening to the show, smartly, some of the aides around her, when they all huddled, they must have decided, listen, this is the narrative, because people are wondering, why wouldn't you have done that? And so she says, the State Department allowed it, but I clearly should have taken, I take the responsibility. So she shovels the blame off a little bit. But she still says she messed up. All right, so let's talk about the numbers on Wall Street. Wall Street, Wall Street, Wall Street. Because wherever you are, you probably, maybe, it doesn't matter what you have in the stock market. If you have some money in the stock market, the idea is to grow it, right? So the Dow Jones surged 620 points, which is 3.96%. The S&P jumped 72 points. The NASDAQ, 191 points. So positive news. Positive news. Strong gains from what happened to be a wiped out session on Tuesday. A late surge, if you will. And that's a good thing, but it certainly isn't going to make up all the money people lost. But that's Wall Street. And unfortunately, when there's negative news, which is the most cockamamie thing, oh, China's tanking, and we get it. They have our debt. They're amping up their military. But their economy is starting to have problems for the inflatedness that they've done. So it's affecting the markets. We get it. Big time. And oil. You know, oil, it's still pretty low. The Brent, which is the international benchmark, is $43.14 a barrel. I can remember we were talking about, oh, man, oil is 65. 65! Isn't that, oh, that's crazy. Wow, 65, and it keeps climbing. So there is an effect, a cause and effect of that, no doubt about it. All right, it wouldn't be America tonight, folks, if we weren't mentioning the weather, at least some point in this conversation, right? We could get off into the numbers and Trump and the latest polls and whatnot, but let's talk about Tropical Storm Erica. Why? Because they're saying Florida could be impacted this weekend. Right now, it's passing over Antigua. They have flash flood warnings out, and they say that this is caused, part of it, by some of the worst drought conditions they've had in the Caribbean in years. So they've pulled boats out of the water and they do the things that you do because they know they're used to it. They've seen things happen that weren't predicted. And so usually if they're super smart, that's what they do. They close schools and that's what's happened in St. Martin, et cetera. This is the deal. This is what we want to know. What happens? When's it going to come to Florida? And I know some of you are listening to me in Florida. I have a lot of family in Florida. They're saying by the weekend, you can look for it to possibly see what the storm is like, because it's a fast-moving storm. Will the conditions deteriorate? It could, but the storm is expected to be near South Florida by Monday. How much of the storm is going to be left, what it's going to be like, the winds, all that, they have no clue at this point, and that's what happens with hurricanes, right? Start up, it looks like it could be really super bad, and then it dissipates. And they're always hoping, certainly in Florida, I've been there with the weather and the warnings, they're always hoping that it won't reach that hurricane level. And because we've talked about sharks and this craziness of sharks, especially in the Carolinas, how about this? A 15-year-old boy was bitten by a shark, and this was heading into the weekend last week, in South Carolina, in Garden City. He was about chest deep, they say, in the water when the shark bit him on the leg. When he tried to push the shark away, because now, of course, everybody, and this is what we teach kids, punch him in the nose. You see a shark, punch him in the nose. So now kids know, punch him in the nose. The shark bit him on the hand. The injuries were not life-threatening, so that's the great news there, and good for the kid. He tried to push the shark away. The shark bit him on the hand, so he did fight, and he's fine. But, you know, we're talking about very close Garden City to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. So this is one day after a 9-year-old girl was bit by a shark in Jacksonville in Florida. She had cuts. They weren't life-threatening. So we've had all these shark attacks in the Carolinas. There was like a spur of shark attacks. 11 people. They're not going to be able to claim on Shark Week anymore that nothing happens. So, oh, you can get hit by, yes, you can get hit by a car easier. But still, so far this year, 11 people have been reportedly attacked by sharks while swimming on the beaches of the Carolinas. Boy, that has to make you think twice, doesn't it, about going in the water? And let's go to Myrtle Beach. And I like Myrtle Beach. I've been there several times. It's affordable. There's cool things to do there. It's great for families. It's great for anyone. If you like to play golf, just lay on the beach, whatever. Like I said, here's the key word, affordable. It is a great place to go, but not great. They have to just cringe at the tourism offices when they hear about shark attacks. And the concern is for the person, the kid, and they're like kids because they're splashing around probably. But chest deep water, not very deep. I mean, we're talking about really close. It's not like people are out there doing laps and they're further out into the water where there's no lifeguard. We're talking about kids who are pretty darn close to sand, to coming up on the beach. And that's what's happening. I might not be too long before we have these nets like they do in Australia, the nets around the Great Barrier Reef. And that's controversial, but so if the sharks try to come in, they can get caught up in the nets. Wow. I don't know. Food for thought. Any questions? Anything burning in your brain that you're dying to tell me? You can. AmericaTonight.net. Thanks for listening to this hour.
Sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMe.